In the previous activities, you learned how to structure a complete HTML document with its mandatory elements, the doctype declaration, the HTML element, the head element, and the body element. You also created your first index.html file. Now it is time to go deeper into one of those elements, the head. The head section of an HTML document is invisible to the user in the browser window, but it plays a fundamental role in how the page is interpreted, displayed, and referenced by search engines and external tools. The head element acts as a container for metadata. Metadata is information about the document itself, not content meant to be shown directly on the page. Think of it as the behind-the-scenes instructions that tell the browser and other systems how to handle your page correctly. Mastering the head section is essential for any professional web developer, because poorly configured metadata leads to encoding problems, broken characters, poor search engine visibility, and accessibility issues. What is the meta-charset declaration and why is it critical? The very first thing you should always place inside your head element is the character encoding declaration. This is done using the meta element with the charset attribute. The most widely used and recommended value is UTF-8. Here is how it looks in code. Meta charset equals UTF-8 greater than. Character encoding defines how characters are stored and interpreted in binary form. Every letter, number, symbol, or special character you type is represented internally as a sequence of bits. Without specifying the encoding, the browser has to guess how to interpret those bits, which can result in garbled text, especially for characters outside the basic Latin alphabet, such as accented letters like E, U, diaresis, N tilde, or symbols like euro. UTF-8 stands for Unicode Transformation Format 8-bit. It is a universal encoding standard that supports virtually every character from every writing system in the world: Latin, Cyrillic, Arabic, Chinese, Japanese, emoji, and more. By declaring UTF-8, you ensure that your page will display correctly regardless of the language or special characters used in your content. A concrete example of the problem: imagine you are building a French website with words like resume or café. Without the UTF-8 charset declaration, those accented characters might display as strange symbols or question marks. With the declaration in place, the browser knows exactly how to decode and render them. Important rule: the meta charset declaration must appear as early as possible in the head element, ideally as the very first child element. This is because the browser reads the document from top to bottom, and it needs to know the encoding before it processes any other text content. Placing it late in the head could still cause issues with certain characters that appear earlier in the document. The title element, its role and best practices. The title element defines the name of the web page as it appears in several key places: the browser tab, the bookmark name when a user saves the page, and the clickable link text displayed in search engine results. It is one of the most impactful elements in the entire head section. Here is its syntax. Title: my portfolio, John Smith, web developer / title. The content of the title element must be plain text only. You cannot place other HTML elements inside it. It should be concise, descriptive, and meaningful. From a professional standpoint, the title matters for two main reasons: user experience and search engine optimization. For user experience, if someone has 20 browser tabs open, a clear and specific title helps them identify your page immediately. A vague title like page or untitled is unhelpful and unprofessional. For search engine optimization, search engines like Google use the title as one of the primary signals to understand what a page is about. A well-written title improves your page's chances of appearing in relevant search results and encourages users to click on it. Best practices for writing the title element: keep it between 50 and 60 characters to avoid being truncated in search engine results. Place the most important keyword or topic first, since search engines give more weight to words that appear earlier. Be specific and descriptive. Instead of home, write John Smith, full stack web developer portfolio. If the page is part of a larger website, it is common to include the website or brand name at the end, separated by a dash or a pipe character. For example, contact us, my company name. Every page on your website should have a unique title. Duplicate titles across multiple pages confuse both users and search engines. A concrete example: consider an online bakery. The homepage title could be Fresh Artisan Bread and Pastries, La Boulangerie. A specific product page could be Sourdough Loaf, La Boulangerie. Each title is unique, descriptive, and relevant. Other important meta elements and head best practices. Beyond the charset and title, there are several other elements commonly placed inside the head that every professional developer should know. The viewport meta element is essential for responsive web design. It controls how the page is displayed on mobile devices. Without it, mobile browsers typically render the page at a desktop-sized width and then scale it down, making text tiny and the layout broken. Here is the standard viewport declaration. Metaname equals viewport content equals width equals device width, initial scale equals 1.0 greater than. This tells the browser to set the width of the page to the width of the device's screen, and to start with a zoom level of 1, no zoom. This is the standard starting point for any mobile-friendly website and is considered mandatory in modern web development. The description meta element provides a short summary of the page content. Search engines often display this text below the page title in search results, known as the meta description snippet. It does not directly affect your search ranking, but a well-written description can significantly improve the click-through rate, meaning more users will choose to click on your result. Example: metaname equals description content equals discover John Smith's portfolio showcasing full-stack web development projects in JavaScript, Node.js, and React, greater than. Best practice: keep the description between 150 and 160 characters, make it compelling and informative, and ensure it is unique for every page. The link element is used inside the head to connect external resources to the HTML document. The most common use is to link an external stylesheet file, which contains the visual styling rules written in the language called cascading stylesheets. You will work extensively with this in upcoming chapters. Example: link rel equals stylesheet href equals styles.css greater than. The rel attribute specifies the relationship between the HTML document and the linked file. The href attribute specifies the path to the file. The link element is also used to define the favicon, which is the small icon that appears in the browser tab next to the page title. Example: link rel equals icon href equals favicon.ecotype equals image slash x icon greater than. Though small, the favicon contributes to the professional appearance and brand identity of a website. Users who bookmark your page will also see this icon in their bookmark list. A complete and well-structured head example. Here is a full example of a properly written head section that brings together all the elements discussed above. Head: meta charset equals UTF-8 greater than. Metaname equals viewport content equals width equals device width, initial scale equals 1.0 greater than. Metaname equals description content equals John Smith's full-stack web developer portfolio with projects in JavaScript, Node.js, and Python, greater than. Title: John Smith, full-stack web developer portfolio slash title. Link rel equals icon href equals favicon.ecotype equals image slash x icon greater than. Link rel equals stylesheet href equals styles.css greater than. Slash head. Notice the order. The charset declaration comes first, then the viewport, then the description, then the title, and finally the external file links. This order is a widely adopted convention in the professional web development community and reflects logical priority. Common mistakes to avoid. Several recurring errors appear in the work of beginners when dealing with the head section. Being aware of them from the start will help you write cleaner, more reliable code. Forgetting the charset declaration, this is one of the most frequent mistakes and can cause encoding problems that are difficult to debug later, especially in multilingual projects. Placing the charset declaration too late in the head, always put it first. Writing the same title for every page, this is bad for both usability and search engine visibility. Every page needs its own unique and relevant title. Omitting the viewport meta element, without it, your page will look broken on mobile devices, which now account for more than half of all web traffic globally. Placing content or elements inside the head that belong in the body, the head is strictly for metadata and resource declarations, not for visible page content. Forgetting to close elements properly or using incorrect attribute syntax, although some browsers are forgiving, writing clean and valid code is a professional standard. Why this matters for your career as a full-stack developer. As a future full-stack developer, you will be responsible for building complete web applications from the first line of HTML to the deployment of back-end services. The head section might seem minor compared to complex JavaScript logic or database queries, but it forms the foundation of every single web page you will ever build. A poorly configured head leads to encoding bugs, broken layouts on mobile devices, weak search engine presence, and a generally unprofessional product. Moreover, when you work in a team or review someone else's code, knowing exactly what belongs in the head and why demonstrates a level of technical rigor that distinguishes a professional developer from a beginner. Search engine optimization awareness, accessibility, and cross-device compatibility all begin here, in these few lines of metadata. To summarize the key points covered in this lesson, the head element contains metadata, not visible content. The meta charset declaration with the value UTF-8 must always be the first element in the head, ensuring correct character encoding. The title element defines the page name shown in browser tabs, bookmarks, and search engine results. It must be unique, concise, and descriptive for every page. The viewport meta element is mandatory for correct display on mobile devices. The meta description element provides a summary for search engines and should be between 150 and 160 characters. The link element connects external style sheets and favicons to the HTML document. A correct order for head elements is charset, viewport, description, title, then resource links. Omitting or misplacing any of these elements leads to real, measurable problems in display, accessibility, and professional quality.